Big Whoppers and Betrayal, Treason May, by James Dalton. So many lies. Politics, a game of lies and obfuscation. Mrs. May has form. Tens of thousands. Dash as Home Secretary she lied about net immigration numbers, convincing many. And now, as predicted by many, the treason is revealed to more, many of whom are lifelong supporters of, and voters for, the Conservative Party. Open unashamed treason. For the First Lord of the Treasury, along with other members of the Houses of Parliament, openly display their allegiances to foreign persons, states and organizations. July 6, 2018. The weakness of Theresa May and the disconnect between her rhetoric and the results of her involvement in ministerial office are nothing short of an embarrassment to Conservative patriots as the next stage of her shambolic betrayal of Brexit was played out. Played out to coincide with the distraction of a World Cup football quarter-final. Beer and football, opiates of the masses, just as George Orwell noted. Theresa May's acting prowess has failed. The delivery of her lies in the UN speech given on 20 September 2017 lacked conviction. The same is true with terrorism, where again the challenges we face today are vastly different from those of previous eras. When terrorists struck London and Manchester this year, the world saw our cities come together in defiance. Our parliament carries on. Ariana Grande came back to Manchester and sang again. London bridges bustling with people. Our communities came together at the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London. And Londoners got back on the tube. The terrorists did not win, for we will never let anyone destroy our way of life. A whopper. A big whopper. The world saw a country reaping the harvest sown by its governing class in deserting its responsibility to control immigration and the nation's borders. What defiance, Mrs. May? Are tea lights, songs and holding hands now regarded as defiance? It's happened again. And again and again. How quickly are the dead of the Manchester bombing forgotten? Down the memory plug hole, like those killed in London. 2 days later. Another terrorist attack at Parsons Green, this time involving a Muslim migrant who had passed through Calais as part of the Dubs scheme and housed with foster parents in Greater London. The terrorist's bomb thankfully failed to detonate. Theresa May lied about the effects that Islamic terrorism has had on the country. Our lives are measurably affected as we see when we travel by air, when we watch the television, listen to the radio, hear the Friday call to prayer, read and hear of Islamic terrorism or criminality, and when we see our elected representatives facilitating access to our country for people who will do us harm. Yes, Mrs. May shies away from the truth in favor of big whoppers. Life has very much been affected in the UK, and for some, terminally so. In contrast to President Trump's promotion of nation states and his encouragement of leaders to focus on the needs of their people, Mrs. May's address to the UN was the cowardly whining of an insignificant globalist obfuscator. If what Mrs. May personified in her vacuous, limp, unconvincing United Nations speech wasn't bad enough, the lies of Wednesday 20 September 2017 turned to betrayal on Friday 22 September in Florence. Mrs. May showed her hand to the EU in her Brexit backslide. Mrs. May was backed by sycophantic backbench vote fodder on social media. A prepared unit of Conservative MPs punctuated Mrs. May's speech with gushing praise on Twitter. The tweets engendered a response from the viewing public, one of anger. The speech could not mask a betrayal. A betrayal most rancid, for it was of the British people. The expressions of globalist, corporatist loyalty were clear. Mrs. May has no intention of representing the interests and instructions of the British people. The talk of transition periods, of Danegeld payments, of the rights of non-Britons but not of Britons, of continuing non-control of immigration, of defence alliances outside NATO and of a continuing relationship with the EU beyond the March 2019 expiry of the Article 52-year period. All these things are at odds with the instructions of the British people, for the loyalties of Mrs. May, First Lord of the Treasury, were shown through her words to rest with other parties, parties who she is not obligated to represent. Representative democracy is the real lie exposed in the words of Theresa May consistently since the referendum. A field littered with misnomers, politics has become septic and rotten, save for a noble few, and representative democracy is another of those misnomers. There was nothing representative about Mrs. May's words or actions on Friday or earlier in the week when she discussed matters with the tired, ensign Angela Merkel. There is nothing democratic about ignoring the results of a decision made by the people through a clear democratic process. Not since she came to government in 2010 has she shown respect for truth or openness, nor has she shown interest in representing the needs of the British people. From reducing immigration to tens of thousands, to showing her globalist allegiances and contempt for the British people in her Florence address, to the continuing collusion with EU dictators and incompetent handling of relations with the POTUS, Theresa May has proved useless at truthfulness and representation. Adult discussion of the incoherent approach to public finances, housing policy, energy policy, NHS reform, schools provision, international trade or to our military don't even figure in the public space anymore, space occupied by transsexual rights or other identity-based manufactured distractions. On 23 June 2016 the people's will was measured. People wanted to take back control of their laws and borders and they voted to leave the EU. The establishment, headed by Theresa May, do not want to let them. The people can see the failure of representative democracy, and this is reflected in the anger and disdain that most politicians attract. The will of the people needs to be measured and heeded, and serious minds need to return to politics, minds that can focus on the real problems facing the UK and ones which can see the great opportunities for an independent UK outside the EU. To measure the people's will and represent it is within the capacity of an organised, motivated organisation. Recent advancements in telecommunications technology give opportunity to forward-thinking political movements to engage and involve greater numbers of people. Forms of direct democracy will be the future in politics, and that is why the Democrats and Veterans Party was formed. Embracing direct democracy, restrained by a responsible, generationally sustainable ethical constitution, is the key to providing an engaging and responsive political alternative to the corrupted establishment parties of the Lib-Lab-Con. Find out more and get involved in building a patriotic direct democracy party for the UK. Visit dvparty.uk. Copyright James Dalton 2018.